It's 16 to 10 at Sky Sports Radio. Travis Wolfgram joins me now, and he's having a good run of late. He's got a nice book of rides today. How are you, Travis?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, mate.
That's good. You're having a good run. You got a triple there at Party Treble at Wyong a couple of not that long ago. You picked up a double at Newcastle Boxing Day. It's all going well at the moment.
Things have been going well. Getting some support from some big stables and getting on some nice horses, which makes the job a bit easier.
All right, it'll be a bit warm today at Gunnedah for you, Travis, for you and the boys and girls, eh?
Yeah, no, it's a pretty hot place, and as long as the humidity stays down, we'll be okay. We've had some hot meetings lately, but we're sort of getting used to it.
Just for people having a listen, you wear the safety vests and so forth. How hot are they?
They're not too bad because they've got good ventilation in them. Like they're a bit of foam with some holes and that in to breathe, and they're only covered in mesh, so it's not too bad. Just when the humidity gets up, as anyone that's out in the heat, the humidity's the killer, not the actual heat.
I see sometimes racing colours advertised that wick away the perspiration. I look and think, well, hang on, you got a vest on. It's not going to cover too much of you.
No, the vests are okay. It's, the worst thing is actually these new colours they've got out called the Speed Silk. And they're like a Lycra material, not the silk. And they're actually the hardest ones to breathe in because they're very tight and they hold all the heat in. Good in winter, but not in the summer.
Yeah, it's horses. Colours for courses, I suppose. Now, Mon Petit Fee in race two. This has had a spell for 39 weeks. It's got a bit of form under its belt, eh?
Yeah, no, she doesn't go too bad. She's a real speedy thing and we've drawn well, so we should be right up on the pace. I trialled her a couple of weeks ago and she showed good speed and just sort of dropped out of it. Fitness wasn't quite there, so hopefully she's come on from that, and my partner rides a track work, and all reports are she's going well.
All right. Now, in the third, you're on an interesting one here, Shot at the Reward. This horse had a let-up. Ran fourth at Armidale back at the end of October and hasn't raced since.
Yeah, no, nice horse. I've had a couple rides on him, and my last ride on him was actually a win at the track and distance. So I'm hoping to keep that going. He's another horse with a fair bit of pace. He's drawn in the middle there, so we won't be too far away from him. But it's his home track, so he knows where the winner post is.
All right. Now, you're on one here called Queens. It's had a couple of runs, and last start wasn't a bad run. Ran third at Tamworth.
Yeah, no, she's a nice filly. She's only had the one run for Nathan, and she went quite well. She can get a bit fierce in her runs and carry the head high. So last start, he dropped her back in distance and put a nose roll on, and it did what he wanted, but unfortunately the race was too short and she didn't have enough time to get home. But she was one of the only horses to make up good ground there at Tamworth that day. So we've drawn in the middle. If I can be midfield, she's going to take a lot to beat.
All right, now Miss Bay Jangles, you look at it and say it's had 10 runs, it hasn't run the first three, but it hasn't been far from them. And like it's run fifth behind Sizzled at Newcastle, it's run some fair races.
Yeah, no, she has run some fair races, but to be fair, she has had some very good rides and every chance on a few occasions to get the job done. And last start, we took her up to Port Macquarie where I thought she should just win, but she hung out on me and run off the track. So she's been back to the trial since. At Musselbrook last week, and she didn't show any signs of it then. So she's drawn awkward here. I'm not quite sure where we're going to get in the run. But, yeah, as you say, she's never been beaten far, so it's not an overly strong race, so she should be there somewhere.
In your final ride, looks like one of your best of the day, race seven in Bengal, and this horse you won on last start at Tamworth.
Yeah, no, that was a long, long time ago.
Long time ago.
A good break. He had a knee operation, I think. Something went wrong with him. But before that, he was showing signs of being a promising stayer in the makings. And I won at Tamworth that day over a mile. And it was a really strong win. So it's good to see him back at the races here. Hopefully he's fit enough for the 1300 first up. He's drawn good. Because he's had so long off, he might be feeling well. So he could run a cheeky race.
Right. Now, what do you like of yours today, Travis? I said you're in form at the moment. What are your best chances?
I think Queens is a real chance if she can be a little bit closer than last start. I think she's got a good turn of foot and should be hold out. Otherwise, Shot at the Reward, he's a winner at the track and distance, so he should be hard to beat as well.
All right, well, good luck today. Let's have the winners keep coming for you, Travis.
No worries. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.